Hello, my friends. Welcome back to Scripture Seekers Ministry. I'm your host, Mike Riley Jr., and I hope you are having a wonderful week. Last week, we discussed the concepts of chains of worship. In today's podcast, we're going to talk about chains of inner silence. Today, we'll explore a subject that many of us struggle with, yet few openly discuss: spiritual dryness, which we refer to as divine silence. This is that experience where your prayers seem to disappear into nothingness. When you read the Bible, the words might feel dull and lacking energy. It's that unsettling feeling that God, whom we believe is always present, is somehow silent. To illustrate our discussion, we will examine two significant narratives: the 400 years of silence between the Old and New Testaments, and the emotional encounter of Jesus with Pontius Pilate. Let's start with the historical and spiritual silence that many might not fully grasp. After Malachi's final prophecies in the Old Testament, roughly 400 years pass before the angel Gabriel visits Zechariah in Luke. 400 years. Now consider that for a moment. No prophets, no inspired messages, and no fresh communication from God to a people who had previously associated divine interaction with their national identity. This period is commonly called the 400 silent years. It was marked by significant political and social turmoil. The Jewish community was subject first to Greek domination and subsequently to Roman rule. Hellenism was infiltrating every facet of existence, challenging cherished Jewish customs and beliefs. The temple was violated, uprisings occurred and failed, and the hope for the Messiah, the foretold Savior, might have seemed like a faint memory. Now picture the faithful Jews of that era. As they immersed themselves in the compelling texts of Isaiah, Jeremiah, and the Psalms, they must have wondered, God, where are you? Why have you ceased to communicate? We are oppressed, our faith is being tested, and we hear nothing. The silence was profoundly impactful. However, it's vital to recognize that the silence did not signify a lack of God's activity. During this period, God was preparing the groundwork. He was permitting shifts in the political environment, introducing a common language, and creating a network of roads that would be crucial for the shift spreading of the gospel. He was allowing the Jewish yearning for a Savior to intensify so that when the Messiah came, he would encounter a community filled with eager, though often perplexed, anticipation. These silent years were not void. Rather, they represented a time of readiness and development. This notion of silence serving as a preparation transitions us to our second pivotal account: Jesus' appearance before Pontius Pilate. In those final moments of Jesus' life, as he stands before the Roman governor, the atmosphere is charged with accusation, uproar, and political scheming. Jewish leaders are shouting. The crowd thirsts for his execution, and Pilate is struggling to navigate a situation with no favorable outcome. Amid the turmoil, Jesus remains extremely silent. Consider the charges directed at him. They labeled him a revolutionary, a heretic, and a pretender to the throne. He possesses every chance to defend himself, to represent his arguments, and to plead for his existence. Nevertheless, the gospel indicates that Jesus remains unresponsive to many of the accusations. In Matthew 27:12, it states, When he was accused by the chief priest and elders, he did not answer. This leaves Pilate, a powerful worldly figure, astonished. He inquires in verse 14, "Do you not hear how many things they testify against you?" Yet Jesus chooses to remain silent. This silence doesn't stem from a lack of words. Rather, it stems from one who has already expressed everything necessary. His life, miracles, and teachings served as his defense. More importantly, his silence represents a profound act of humility. It signifies a submission to a path he recognized was set by his father. He was not about to argue against the journey he was destined to undertake. Through his quietness, Jesus demonstrates an ultimate level of trust, one that surpasses human reasoning or communication. His silence resonated more powerfully than any plea could. This represented a strength that transcends worldly nature. But what insights do these two narratives, the years of silence and the mute Savior, offer regarding our own periods of divine quietness? They illustrate that often silence is the fertile ground where deep faith can blossom. In times of spiritual drought, our initial reaction usually revolves around breaking the silence. We tend to pray with more intensity, seek additional resources, or even challenge our faith. While these actions may prove beneficial, the great lesson lies in embracing the silence. The period between the Testaments illustrates that God's silence does not compare to his absence. Rather, it frequently proclaims a new, powerful movement. It is during these quiet times that our faith is personal strength and understanding diminishes, paving the way for a more profound yearning for him. This silence prepares our hearts to embrace something extraordinary and transformative. Jesus' silence in front of Pilate reveals a lesson on deep trust. He made ample reasons to speak out and defend himself, yet opt for silence. In our lives, when confronted with accusations, misinterpretations, or the overwhelming noise of daily life, our instinct is to voice our defense. But what if the true calling lies in remaining silent? To have faith that God is orchestrating events beyond our comprehension? To understand that our hope, strength, and justification arise from a source that exceeds our ability to articulate? Experiencing spiritual dryness should not be viewed as a form of punishment. It does not indicate that you have made a mistake or that God has forsaken you. Instead, it often serves as an invitation. This invitation encourages you to release the desires of consistent spiritual highs and emotional validations. It invites you to transition from a faith that relies on emotions to one that is grounded in truth and characterized by profound, peaceful trust in God's nature. Such silence nurtures the most steadfast faith. This faith remains unyielding, not because of the feeling of God's presence, but because it is anchored in God's assurances. It remains unaffected by fluctuating emotions, firmly rooted in the unwavering truth of his love. Therefore, if you find yourself in a period of silence, take a moment to reflect on the 400 years of silence and the muted Savior. Recall that God is actively working, even when you're not able to perceive him. The groundwork is being laid. Your faith is developing stronger foundations. Before long, when the moment arrives, that stillness be interrupted by a voice that you will recognize like never before. Amen. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, we gather before you now in the calmness in the quiet parts of our souls, when it seems like our prayers go unheard and your presence feels far away. Help us recall the stories from the Bible. Remind us that your lack of response does not mean you are absent, but rather it often serves as the foundation for a more profound faith to develop. Grant us the strength to remain patient, to trust in your timing, and to recognize that you are at work even when we cannot perceive or feel you. Fortify our faith, not through emotions, but through the quiet assurance that your promise hold true. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Thank you again for joining me at Scripture Seekers Ministry. I look forward to next week as we continue this journey on contentment in chains, unlocking joy behind your circumstances. And until then, God bless and take care, my friends.